Open Windows, March the 19th. Open-hearted sight. I counsel you to buy from me salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Revelation 3:18. We have to test everything we think we see and know by its effect in our lives. You and I may have an enormous amount of what we think to be spiritual knowledge. We have all the doctrines, all the truths. We can box the compass of evangelical doctrine. And what is the effect? Oh, it is not seeing, beloved, in a true spiritual sense, if we are not changed. Yes, seeing is to be changed. And it is not seeing if it does not bring that about. It would be far better for us to be stripped of all that and to be brought right down to the point where we really do see just a little that makes a difference. We must be very honest with God about this. Oh, would we not sooner have just a very little indeed that was 100% effective than a whole mountain of knowledge, 90% of which counted for nothing? We must ask the Lord to save us from advancing beyond spiritual life. Advancing, I mean with knowledge, a kind of knowledge, presuming to know. You know what I mean. Real seeing, Paul says, is being changed, and being changed is a matter of seeing, as by the Lord, the Spirit. So we will pray to see. It is never too late to get spiritual sight, however blind we may have been, and for however long, if we really mean business with the Lord. But do not forget that this is a matter of being honest with God. The Lord Jesus said a wonderful thing to Nathanael. Nathanael was perilously near that double blindness. At the moment when he allowed himself to give expression to a popular prejudice, he was very near the danger zone. He said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" That is a popular prejudice. A popular prejudice has robbed many a man and woman of knowing God's fuller thoughts. Prejudice may take many forms. Let us be careful. If you are in danger through your prejudice, beware. Forsake your prejudice. Be open-hearted. Be an Israelite in whom there is no Jacob, no guile, open-hearted to the Lord, and you will see.